Markets just opened 4 minutes ago, but you can already see the impact of the Russia-Ukraine headlines weighing on the market, with the Dow down almost 500 points. That's about 1.5%. The S&P 500 down over 1%, and the NASDAQ down 0.6%. Again, there's a whole day of market trading, so we'll see where we go from here. But let's head down to the New York Stock Exchange now with Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickley, who's got the update on all of the market action. Obviously, the ruble in focus, but a number of other things now that the market is fully open.
That's right. How about that central bank action by Russia? You know, you think of what's going on in Turkey. That's probably the right direction to go. At least they're getting a handle on it. Let's go to the Wi-Fi Interactive. We are seeing financials, the worst sector off today. We're going to get to some European banks in a second. But first of all, financials off about 2%. Materials following close behind, down 1.5%. So is staples. Then we got healthcare and real estate rounding at the bottom. Pretty defensive setup here. Utilities in the lead. Industrials flagging as well. But as you can see, everything in the red right now. I did mention the Russian Central Bank, and I want to go to the Eurostoxx Bank Index, and you can see that it's underwater over the last 5 days, down about 6-7%. So this is definitely taking a toll on European markets. Let's take a look at a one-month view as well. You can see a little bit more deterioration there in price, and you go to our trending tickers. Probably never seen this before. The number one trending ticker all morning has been the Russian ruble. And Brian, you were talking about that massive devaluation there in the ruble, the central bank literally doubling their interest rate to try to fight inflation. Let's go back to our heat maps and see what's going on inside the NASDAQ 100. We're just going to navigate over here, and you can see a sea of red. One of the notable standouts, Tesla. Tesla is up about 2% here. Also looking at CrowdStrike. That's another group of stocks that's doing well this morning, which is cybersecurity. So let's see if we can navigate over there as well. Getting a little bit of pushback here from the Wi-Fi Interactive, but maybe we can hit up the travel sector. There we go. We can see booking down about 3%. We also have Carnival Cruise Lines off more than 4%, along with United Airlines and American Airlines. Delta Airlines off 3.5%. So very similar scene to what we've seen in past weeks here. Less green than red overall. Now, here's a China heat map. We can see NIO, XPeng, some of those EV plays. Those are bucking the red trend here. But for the most part, take a look at Alibaba. That stock's down almost 3%. And just on a year-to-date basis, let's take a look here. We can see really the carnage in these markets. That's not even going back 1 year. This is this year alone. You can see NIO down 32%. Starbucks, although not a Chinese stock, does have a lot of business over there. That's down 21%. But a lot of these high-growth multiple stocks, not only in China, but also the U.S., have seen a bit of negative price action. Finally, I want to round out the day by going to our leaders, our sentiment index here. And we can see TAN, that's a solar ETF. That's in the green for about 4.5%. Other than that, really not seeing a lot of excitement in some of these fringe markets where you would expect to see the hot money flow if, in fact, there were some buyers. And definitely not seeing that today, guys.
All right, Jared Blickley, thanks so much.